There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
ISIS on Republican hawks. Now, you later said that statement, you could have said it better. But the statement went on, and you said, quote, everything they've talked about in foreign policy, they've been wrong for the last 20 years. Why are you so quick to blame your own party?
First of all, only ISIS is responsible for the terrorism. Only ISIS is responsible for the depravity. But we do have to examine, how are we going to defeat ISIS? I've got a proposal. I'm the leading voice in America for not arming the allies of ISIS. I've been fighting amidst a lot of opposition from both Hillary Clinton as well as some Republicans who wanted to send arms to the allies of ISIS. ISIS rides around in $1 billion worth of U.S. Humvees. It's a disgrace. We ought to stop it. We shouldn't fund our enemies, for goodness sakes. So we didn't create ISIS. ISIS created themselves, but we will stop them. And one of the ways we stop them is by not funding them and by not arming them.
Rand Paul scoring some points with that answer. Who do you think won the debate? Was Rand Paul your choice, who leans libertarian and says he's not your regular Republican? Or perhaps was it Senator Ted Cruz? Maybe Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida? Or the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start, of course, in the 2016 debates. There was the kids' table that happened earlier. Carly Fiorina clearly emerged as the winner of that one, because she knew her stuff and addressed it head on and had a few funny twists and just really won people over, for what that's worth. Donald Trump was really the candidate that everybody was eyeballing, either because they can't believe he's the candidate or because they really believe in what Donald Trump is selling. Did he really come across all that well? He was asked a question that really threw him for a loop, I think, in the beginning. Well, it didn't throw him for a loop that he didn't have an answer, but that he didn't have the answer that people wanted to hear. And he was one of the questions they asked in the very beginning, is there any candidate unwilling to support the eventual Republican nominee? And, of course, Trump raised his hand. And the reason is because he would run on an independent ticket. And the fear is, if Donald Trump is still popular, would he take away votes from the Republican? So he's on a stage with Republicans trying to get the Republican nomination and basically saying, if I don't get it, I'm shoving off and I could run independently. So that's what I'll do. And nobody else did that. Nobody else raised their hand. Rand Paul didn't raise his hand, or anybody else on the stage. Nobody else said that. And there's some boos and whatnot coming from the audience as a result of what he had to say. Clearly, there were some that were strong in their responses. There were a few light moments in this. The question does, though, become, was this a debate where there were a lot of punches? I don't think so. Was this a debate where there were flat-out losers? I would say not necessarily, but Jeb Bush didn't seem presidential. Trump, I think, took a little bit of a cut, a little turn, I'll call it that. But real losers, where they completely fell on their face, not as much. You really didn't see any of that. But which candidates now really break into the top 10? Who are the candidates that people are going to be paying attention to as we start to move along? Because, you know, we are less than a year out from the nomination. Now it's less than a year, which is so hard to believe, isn't it? And that year, as you know how life is, boom, it'll fly by fast, my friends. In an instant, it'll be gone, and we'll be talking about who's the nominee. It's weeks away. Coming up throughout this hour, we're going to talk more about this whole 2016 debate, how it was handled, the questions, all that sort of stuff. And we'll also have a Week in Count segment, because you know how I feel about that. It's always about the numbers in life. And there's some scary numbers out there, like this Legionnaires scare in New York City. They now have 10 people dead. And you think, oh, New York City and how big it is, our biggest city. And then you realize, well, 100 people have been diagnosed with Legionnaires disease. I know this. I remember enough about Legionnaires disease when I hear the word Legionnaires disease to remember when I was a kid and grew up just outside of Philly, I can remember hearing on the news over and over again about Legionnaires disease and how deadly it was and how too many people lost their lives. There was a huge outbreak in Philly because there was a three-day convention at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel in my hometown. And so the bacteria was named Legionnaires disease. And it was crazy because of the fact that this outbreak was so taking over the people that were at this convention. We had 2,000 Legionnaires, mostly guys, at the convention, and it was actually coinciding with the Declaration of Independence in Philly in 1776 and an anniversary and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, after this convention ended, you had a retired Air Force captain. I still remember this. I mean, I was young. I was really, really a young kid. And I remember him dying after that. And then there were other people that felt bad, and the same thing started to happen. And all of a sudden there was, you know, 6 Legionnaires who died, and people, it was terrible. And they had to close it. They closed it. 4 months after the Legionnaires event, they had to close it because it was that bad. It was that bad. And in the end, 25 people died. So when I hear the Legionnaires thing in New York City, I think, whoa, that is not good. Legionnaires disease, even once they figure out, okay, who's tested for it, we know how costly with people's lives that can ultimately be. One of the things that came up in the debate is Iran and the whole Iran deal, and naturally there wasn't anyone on the stage that applauded the deal. But you even have Democrats who are against the deal, including, of course, Chuck Schumer is against the deal, and that's a big blow to Obama, who's really pushing to have Congress sign off on this, but he's not getting that fight even out of most of the Democrats. And for Schumer, you know, he's basically saying, I just can't, after deep study and thought, I can't agree with this. I oppose the agreement, and I'm going to vote yes on a motion of disapproval. He says the real risk that Iran will not moderate and will instead use the agreement to pursue its goals is too great. I agree with Chuck Schumer. How about that? Stay with us.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Governor Christie, you're not exactly the darling of conservatives. You tout your record as a Republican governor in a blue state. On Facebook, the most people talking about you, not surprisingly, come from your state of New Jersey, and one of the top issues they are talking about is the economy. This may be why. Under your watch, New Jersey has undergone 9 credit rating downgrades. The state's 44th in private sector growth. You face an employee pension crisis, and the Garden State has the 3rd highest foreclosure rate in the country. So why should voters believe that your management of the country's finances would be any different?
If you think it's bad now, you should have seen it when I got there. Fact is, in the 8 years before I became governor, taxes and fees were raised at the state level 115 times. In the 8 years before I became governor, spending was increased 56%. And in the 8 years before I became governor, there was 0 net private sector job growth in New Jersey. 0. For 8 years. So what did we do? We came in, we balanced an $11 billion deficit on a $29 billion budget by cutting over 800 programs in the state budget. We brought the budget into balance with no tax increases. In fact, we vetoed 5 income tax increases during my time as governor. We cut business taxes $2.3 billion, and we cut regulation by 1/3 of what my predecessor put in place. And what's happened since? 192,000 new private sector jobs in the 5.5 years I've been governor. We have a lot of work to do in New Jersey, but I am darn proud of how we've brought our state back.
All right, he had a great answer there. Of course, he's right. To come around and say you should have seen what it was before. And, you know, Chris Christie came off the way Chris Christie is. I think he is aggressive in a lot of the things he says. He's very Jersey, and he gets attacked by the people in New Jersey, but yet he keeps getting, you know, he got elected again. in New Jersey. But will he be elected president? I don't think so. I think he scored okay in this debate for sure, but I don't think he's going to be the guy that's going to be prez. You might disagree. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Grim is listening to us in Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Are you sure I'm in Mississippi? No.
Where is Grim? Like, where is Waldo?
Well, that'd be easy to find, but that's... I'm really disappointed. I can see the mainstream media coming back and saying the prior debate was probably more substance than the main debate. I'm upset with Fox itself because they were just sensationalizing everything.
You mean the questions they asked? You mean, hold on a second, you mean the setup questions? Like, do you remember when you said da da da? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, well, the overall attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know they want to be the power.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to control everything, and it's going to be our candidate. We're going to shove down America's throat. Right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take over NBC.
I do agree.
Yeah, we're going to take over NBC, CBS. We're going to be the mainstream.
Yeah.
And this is how we're going to do it, through sensationalization, by destroying Trump and picking up, a few here and there. You don't know who we want, but, you will in the end. It's just it's the same thing, even with the candidates. You should have started out your segment with Ozzy Osbourne. I, To me,
I love it.
40 years, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. These are career politicians all across the board.
Yeah.
And the only one that isn't up there, they're trying to destroy. But, he's a good one-liner and he's a good businessman, but how is he, there's a few things that worry me with Trump, but they would be kind of minor, because of the morality. That's the biggest thing, we really need somebody that has a little bit more moral backbone, if you ask me. Than Trump.
Right.
Yeah,
there was sort of a joke about that with something that Huckabee said where he was really going after Hillary Clinton, and he said, thank you. Remember, he yelled that out, that which was funny.
Yeah, well, that's just the whole point. This is all sensationalization, As my dad would say, where are the solutions? I didn't hear any solutions. I heard a lot of, I did this, and I did that, and you need to do this, and you're wrong. If they did so much, here's something else they say. Why are we still doing so bad? Right? Why is the country still down in the dumps? Oh.
Yeah.
Same thing with the fact. What really gets me is, what are we going to do about this president?
No kidding.
He broke enough crimes to where, I didn't hear anybody really talk about impeaching him. That's what we got to do. We got to get rid of him before he, destroys this country. Because if he does get his way with the Iran 2 to 3 years from now, forget it.
I don't think he gets impeached, though. I think there's no way he gets impeached. That was my big joke with Dan in Texas,
I would
walk naked to New Jersey if that happened, because I just it's too late in the game anyway, and I don't think that happens. It's not going to happen, because we're almost to that point where the clock is ticking on whoever's next. But the whole Iran deal is ridiculous. I agree.
But he can do a lot of damage between now and August next year. It's still here. I mean, look at the damage he has done in just this last year.
Right.
So, somebody that's got some backbone, some real backbone, would be doing this stuff. I mean, hey, I don't know. Hillary, she's just losing all her support, the way I see it. She's going down. I don't know. I wanted to kind of make a joke about that, because she she lost. I heard she lost 16 points in her polling, and I heard it's mostly.
She did recently, yeah.
And I heard due mostly is because the Democratic Party is trying to, you know, distance themselves from her because of all these hearings. The lost emails, the hearing, and all this stuff. But what I do find, what I was going to do that was kind of hilarious, you know, from a standpoint, and I was going to say, damn, Izzy, you have to use some deductive thinking. I'm going to jump the track, and I'm going to go out and support Biden.
I love that. I'm gonna jump the track. Why would he be your candidate? Can you imagine? Who knows if he ends up running? I think he will. I didn't think so before, but I think he's gonna run.
I think there's more Americans that can actually recognize the peanut gallery better than you. and I'd much
right.
rather see Biden the Democratic nominee. Because I think there'd be a lot of Democrats to jump the track to get away from him. But I thought it'd be just kind of hilarious to say something like that. But, you know, boy, I don't know.
Jump the track. I love lamenting with you. Yeah, it's not what we thought it was going to be. That's for sure. Grim, thanks. What do you do? So which direction do you go? He says the media is controlling the whole thing as to what's happening. And certainly Fox is controlling that portion of it because they decided who was going to get into the main debate. They took the averages of the polls, all of that. But the problem was they couldn't have everybody on the stage. It was already too ridiculous. It was fine. I mean, it worked out with the 2 hours and the amount they had. It seemed that timing thing seemed to be okay, but they could have never just had wide open every single person on the stage. So there was a problem already there. And then you have to, you know, here's the thing. You don't let somebody pick the candidate for you. I wish and I hope, and I know there are many of you listening to the show that aren't that way. Think for yourself. No matter what you hear, think for yourself. Look at what's in front of us. Look at what you don't like. Maybe there's a few things you do like. What is it you don't like about what's happening in the country, and who best personifies that and seems presidential enough? I mean, there's the key. Who is that person? Of all those people on the stages today, would you have picked anyone out of that crowd that fits that description, who fits that representation? Let's put it that way. Coming up. Like I said, it is about the numbers, baby. Just like standing at the craps table, right? We can count. Coming up next.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Believe it or not, there are some other things that have happened in the world besides the debate. And when we look at numbers, something that's pretty scary is the story about Russia. Russia is the leading suspect now in a cyber attack on the unclassified email network of the military's joint chief of staff that prompted the Pentagon, remember, just a month ago, to restrict portions of the whole network. And now these reports are linking Russia to the attack. This is according to somebody at the Pentagon, let's put it that way. In late April, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter blamed Russia hackers for a cyber intrusion on an unclassified military network this year. Wow. And you think about that. In the latest case, the U.S. military's joint staff, which employs about 2,500 civilians, so there's your number, and uniformed personnel have seen their unclassified email access severely restricted since the last weekend of July. So, not good in looking at this hack. They say the trade craft was incredible on this. Incredible. They used hundreds of emails with a zip file attachment that if you clicked it would introduce the malware to the organization's network. Oh, how easy would that be to do? It's like they pull someone's name off of it, and then before you know it, you're hacked into. That's why opening emails, you have to be so careful, but there's such clever ways now to do that. But I think the big story is the fact that it's Russia. Here we go again. Right in the clutches of the Russians. Really brutal. All right, how about this? Imagine 45 years later hearing about a loved one's remains. And it's not just something that casually happened. It's in the Swiss Alps. There was a man that disappeared decades ago, 45 years ago, in fact. So heavy snow stopped the searchers from spotting any trace of two Japanese climbers who were missing when they tried to scale the Matterhorn Mountain. Last year, a climber discovered a clue that led investigators now to this announcement. The remains of the two climbers have been found 45 years after they went missing. Oof. And the boots, I saw a picture of one of the boots. It was crazy to think about it. Wow. I mean, just absolutely crazy. They started it in September because someone spotted skeletal remains and climbing equipment at the foot of the Matterhorn Glacier. And then the remains were found at about 2,800 meters, which would be 9,200 feet. Wow. Now they're going to compare, make sure, you know, the victim's family is telling them, comparing the DNA. That's how they did that, to compare the remains. And in fact, they were Michita Ukawa and Masuki Kabayashi, two climbers who were really young. Think about that, 45 years ago, 22 and 21 years old. They went missing in 1970. Whew. And I guess they have a list. I didn't realize this. They've got a list of climbers who've disappeared since 1925. And they say, sadly, it's become increasingly common to discover remains because of the alpine glaciers that are melting. So all of a sudden now they're finding remains. And they have lists of people who have been missing. So that's how they were, besides the DNA, you know, they knew to look at the list, obviously. What a wild phone call that would be to get. Because the parents, I mean, the parents could be gone. Who knows? They were so young. This is 45 years, so think about that. And who are they calling to say, we found your family's remains? We have to know that because it's so many years later. I mean, so many years. In the meantime, we seg over to Picasso. From that, Picasso, worth $27 million. Let me say that again. A Picasso worth $27 million. Who cares, right? Except for it was picked up by customs in France. Yep. Seized by the French authorities. It's the head of a young woman, and it's been ruled a Spanish cultural asset and wasn't supposed to leave the country. But it was found on a ship and was wrapped up, ready to be transferred when the customs agent found it. The painting is owned by a banker who'd been trying to get permission to export Picasso since 2012, and it was discovered by a customs official on the island of Corsica after a tip that it was on its way to Switzerland. You have some art on your boat that's worth how much? So Picasso finished this in 1906. 1906. Wow. And there it was. They weren't able to get it out. So there you go. The painting was last sold in an auction for $31.9 million in 1997. It reminds me kind of that show. I can't think of what the show's called. Roadhouse Antiques or whatever, I don't remember the name anymore, where every time they showed you a clip of it, the person would have something they had no idea they got at a yard sale. Oh, that's worth about $350,000. That ever happened to you? Your neighbor has a yard sale, you go over, you pick through their leftovers, and you say, well, this painting looks kind of interesting, or this bowl looks kind of interesting, and then it turns out it's something from a long, long time ago, or something of interest to somebody else, and it's all about the collecting field, is all about what somebody will pay, what they decide is worth collecting. And Picasso, the age of the painting and all that other stuff in the art world, a little bit different, but that shot up immediately. What would you think if I told you that Hillary Clinton might look the best I've ever seen her look in a picture, a selfie with none other than Kim Kardashian and her husband, Kanye West? So while the Republicans were doing their own dance on the stage, Hillary Clinton was in L.A. hanging out with the Kardashians. So they took pictures at an L.A. fundraiser, a selfie. They were doing the selfie thing. And then, of course, she was in pictures with other people. I mean, it just looks so funny to see Hillary Clinton, for example, standing next to Kris Jenner. By the way, the Clinton fundraiser was at the home of Scooter and Yael Braun. There were 225 guests, all contributed a minimum of $2,700. Who else was there? Tom Hanks, Usher, Jessica Alba, oh, to name a few, at the fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. Oh, man. And they, of course, because we live in the 140-character world, the celebrities were lining up to get pictures with Clinton and tweet the picture out to their fan followings. So anymore, you have to look your best. Hillary had on an orangish, it looks orange, jumpsuit. That's what she wore to the celebrity party of kind of a who's who of Hollywood who came out to support Mrs. Clinton. Yep. It's true. It's true. You can have those fundraisers, but you have to limit the amount coming in from the fundraisers. Of course, then you can go after the PAC money, which is really where the money is. Really, really where the money is. All right, we heard the president earlier in the week get emotional about the whole clean deal that he had going on with power plants. Now you had 16 states that have asked the Obama administration to put power plant rules on hold because they're petrified of what that will mean, trying to stop the sweeping emissions limits on the plants. It started to take shape midweek. 16 states, again, asking to put it on hold. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey is really the guy that's leading that whole thing and saying that the rules will be a nightmare for what they're doing. If the regulations proceed, it'll do harm to West Virginia, specifically, they're saying, and to the U.S. economy. So the 16 states and a handful of others are prepared, if they have to do it, to sue the Obama administration, to block the rules permanently being by arguing they exceed Obama's authority. Scary, huh? The speedy opposition from states, of course, just a handful of days after the president unveiled the final version of the rules. It's the first time ever the U.S. has limited carbon dioxide emissions from existing power plants. The revised plan mandates a 32% cut in emissions nationwide by 2030 compared to 2005 levels, a steeper cut than in his earlier proposal. And I know that there are so many people in other states that are really worried about this and what it's going to do financially to way too many people. Way too many people. All right, we're bouncing back to the election. Who won? Who didn't do quite as well? What do you think? 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do.
All right, a couple of reminders, folks. Don't forget that you can always hook up with us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Once you go there, you can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you go to gcnlive.com, you can download the shows. I know a lot of people recently have sent me emails saying schedules change. Sometimes they're listening live, sometimes they're not, and that they like to download the show because they can listen to it whenever when they're doing something else. Woo! Bravo. I do want to say this, a big shout out to Chester Walker. Chester Walker, listening to us in New Hampshire, is our big winner. He wins the first computer that we're giving away. As we've been telling you, go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com, and push that out to the people in your area who may be able to bring the show to town. We have taken the show all over the place, from some really cool exotic places to just around the corner, so you never know. But congratulations to Chester. I like that name. in New Hampshire because he was our big winner. But that's just the first of three we're giving away. So you still have a shot at it. And if you've already signed up, your entry still counts. When you go there, click mid-page and you'll see. And you just have to put in your email, basically. And he was randomly selected. So how cool is that? In fact, it was my nephew that drew the name. So blame him if your name wasn't drawn. Yes. And maybe you'll be the winner the next time around. All right, as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, of course, the conversation is all about what happened in the debates and did somebody really, really emerge? Is there someone clearly that seems presidential? Did Donald Trump tank his cause? It's just so hard in one way to think, this is Mr. Celebrity Apprentice. This is the guy who made a cameo in Ghostbusters. This is the real estate magnate from New York with the crazy hair that now is on a stage debating with others on his presidential, you know, on his presidential bit. And you just have to ask yourself, I think, I don't know, is this, which guy are you looking at? Who are you seeing there? And that's why I asked that ever-important question the other day. It's like anything in life, right? What is it that you look for in a person that could be president? What would make you say, yeah, this is awesome? And even if in the end, years down the road, you were sadly disappointed, at least heading into it, you felt really pumped up about your choice for president, and then they win the nomination. Nothing is 100%. There is nobody that's going to mirror your ideology 100%, which if they did, that would be incredible. But it's tough to find, I think it'd be tough to find an exact match. But you could come a lot closer. So what do we have? A lot of debating about the Iran nuclear deal. Almost everyone, of course, everyone on the stage agreed. They all thought it was a bad deal. The Obamacare and where that's headed, immigration, and not too much Hillary Clinton bashing, though. In one way, I was kind of surprised. I figured it would be a little bit of that, but there wasn't. There were a few cuts and zingers, but not too many if you think of a two-hour debate or two-hour show. Not too many weaved into that. It was more about other issues, which that's good, I think, to focus on that, because it's kind of a losing proposition in a way. A little bit of blowback to you don't want that is okay, but you don't want to make that the main focus. So I think everybody on the stage was smart to not do that. That'd be so easy, wouldn't it? Be so, so easy. By the way, you can always flip in your 2 cents at AmericaTonight.net or 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Somebody said, where do you think Hillary Clinton was watching the debate? Well, of course, she was hanging out in Hollywood and at a fundraiser. Don't think she was watching. And I don't doubt that. I think that somebody would just give her the highlights. I don't think that she would, you know, here's what they said in the debate or something. I don't think she would be focused on that, because she has people around her to do that, first of all. So she's not going to, at a Democratic fundraiser, she's not going to be concerned about, oh, how are they doing, or how's that doing, or what happened to Chris Christie, or what's going on with Rand Paul. I mean, to hear about it and from her staff and to get the cliff notes on, hey, here's who tanked or here's what happened, I think that's, you know, that's one thing. But I think sitting in front of the tube and watching the whole thing, doubtful. So, no, she was at a fundraiser taking selfies with Kim Kardashian and her husband. That's where she was. Not out in the open somewhere watching what was going on in either one of those debates. Because remember, there was two. There was the kids' table that was earlier, and then there was the primetime deal that had the 10 candidates who made it in because of a whole bunch of different factors, but mostly the polling numbers, they polled higher, so they they got to make it onto the main stage. So, you know, how about that? Really sad news if you think about ISIS. And we haven't talked about ISIS too much lately on the show, right? But how about these Iraqi Christians held for months by ICE after crossing the Mexican border in their road to an asylum bid? The thing that happened there was that one of the oldest people from some of the oldest Christian communities in the world wanted to get away from Mexico. So they decided to make the move. They came from Iraq. They said they only want to practice their faith free from the threat of ISIS. But for several months, they were behind barbed wire, these fences at the San Diego Otay Detention Center that has the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency where they're doing. They've got captives, basically, of ICE. And a dozen have been ticketed for removal, basically. So in Iraq, they have, what's the choice? We've talked to several guests about this. Convert to Islam, death by the sword, or leave the country. So basically, if you don't convert to Islam, then you are blown in the wind because you're going to be a goner. You're going to be a goner after that. And that's why we're seeing people take that long journey and they're willing to take the risk and jump into the stream who are coming across illegally. 12 have already been ordered removed by an immigration judge. That's what ICE is saying. But they haven't happened yet. And the countries that would receive the 12 haven't been publicly identified. Can you imagine if you had to get sent back to Iraq? Oh, then you're done. You're a goner. Hey, listen, we're going to cut your head off, or you can immediately hurry up and sneak out of the country, or there's not really too many options left for you. So convert or die. Convert or die. Not great choices. And if they get sent back, can you imagine what that would be like? Crazy. And they're calling it the Christians, basically Christians fleeing genocide, because that's what it is. Knowing what the fate is for them is not good. All right, thanks for hanging with us. And once again, congratulations to Chester for his big win. Our computer, the next book. You could be the next winner to win the next book here on America Tonight.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.